From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Fred Keams and Neshone Sky. Come back with us to America's deepest roots with a celebration of the Native American flute by Neshone Sky. It's Fred Keams and Neshone Sky tonight. Stay tuned for their music and their stories right here on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here at the Red Barn Radio's 433rd performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a return performance of Fred Keams and Neshone Sky. The Native American flute has been reported to be the third oldest known musical instrument in the world. Native flutes have been used for different dances and spirit calling ceremonies, powerful prayer ceremonies, courting, and love songs. Tonight, with modern sounds and rhythms, Fred Keams and Neshone Sky are here in the Red Barn Radio studio, and Red Barn Radio welcomes Fred Keams and Neshone Sky.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Fred Keams and Nozhony Sky. Here's Donald.
We are with Nozhony Sky, Fred Keams, Greg Hagen, Greg Rodas, and John Forgy. We have Greg and Craig, so you know they get mixed up for each other, I'm sure. I know your rivers kind of converged in Kentucky as far as finding each other. All of y'all come from a little bit different, but let's talk a little bit about how you all found each other.
Well, I came to Kentucky about maybe 7 years. Met my wife out on the reservation.
Fred Keams.
She came out to the reservation, and that's how we met, and we came here and started playing the flute. When I started playing the flute, I wanted to get more into the music, and I wanted to play with other musicians, but I didn't know where to go. So I started looking on the internet, coffee shops and other places, and that's where I came across Lex Jam. So I went there, I played maybe twice, and then the second time, John came up to me and he asked me, hey, you want to jam? So we got together and we started playing. Ever since then, we're still together, and it's what, 2 years, 2.5? Yeah.
Thank you.
just joined us? Tonight, we're with Greg Keynes and Mijoni Skies on Red Barn Radio.
Last year, we met Craig and Greg over at a really nice place in Lawrenceburg called the Barbecue Barn. We really loved that place because it had a really nice acoustics, and we would just go over there just to play and jam out. So that's how we met them. So
you speak about acoustics, obviously, with a woodwind instrument, you know, you can't just play in anywhere for it to really sound as good. For the radio listeners, we have, it looks like, what, 10 flutes with you?
I don't know. I never counted it.
One of the things I was curious about, how do you determine when you want to change, you know, the mood or sound? You know, you have so many choices.
Well, actually, we all play from the heart, I guess. John will start playing, or then the beat will come in, and I just kind of listen to the melody of what it is, and then I just kind of listen really good, and whatever comes out, and they'll say what key, and then I'll grab the flute. And all these flutes that I play, they're all in different keys. That's why there's so many of them. And all of these flutes up here are made out of cedar, and that's the only wood that I like to play with. Because it's forgiving. And here in Kentucky, there's a lot of humidity. Other people make flutes. They build up with condensation. So it'll play for about a minute or so, and then after that, it'll lose sound. But cedar is a special wood, and cedar is a traditional wood that we make our flutes out on the reservation. So I kind of go back to my roots of making the flutes with that wood.
When you first got into them, you're making them out of unconventional materials, and then you kind of went down the road of more of the native style.
Yeah, the flute goes way back when I was younger. I actually heard it from my cousin. My mother passed away, and I fell into a depression, and I ended up over at my aunt's place in Flagstaff, Arizona, and that's where I first heard the flute. My cousin was playing the flute, and after that, it just really soaked into my soul and my bones. And when I came here to Kentucky, that's when it really came out. When I wanted a flute, I couldn't find any on the reservation. Nobody made any. It just stayed inside me until I moved here. And then one day I said, I got to bring it out now. I got a paper towel roll, and that's what I started out with, a paper towel roll. And then it progressed, and I started using a PVC pipe. But each one that I made, I learned from it. I learned. Next thing you know, I had a whole box full of flutes in the corner, and I was ready to give up. So I ended up calling a good friend of mine. His name's Roger McGee, and I talked to him over the phone, and he's actually in Oregon. And I told him what I was doing and where I was at, and that's when he took me under his wing and taught me over the phone. And I said, well, you do this and do that. And so I was calling him about 10 times a day how to make a flute. So that's where it really started. I'm holding one of his flutes right now, and he's a mentor now. So
very cool. I think that cedar is a much better choice than a paper towel roll.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, going from your so many flutes, you go to the cajon, where you have one box and you've got to make all the tones that you can with it. So I know that this music is a little different than most. Music comes from the heart, but this is a little even more so from the heart, and you can tell, like, you can just feel it. And how do you get the moment, and how do you go with the wind yourself?
Well, I'll give you a slight background. I started out on a drum kit. One day I was playing with a band years ago, and the guy had some congas.
Craig Hagen.
And I fell in love with the conga, flat out fell in love with those, and played those for years. And then one day I saw this guy beating on a box. I was like, what is that, you know? And he said, it's called a cajon, which means box. I said, can I try that out? And it was easier for me to play than a conga. I could bring stuff from the kit and the conga into this box. And that's why I loved it. It would meld those two things that I loved dearly. But it was like 6 or 8 years of playing, you know. This was the first box I built. That's why I still play it. I just can't, you know, it's a solid wood, myrtle wood from Oregon. I've made many more, you know. I'm kind of like Fred. I tried different woods. Birch plywood is a really good, you know, if you want to make a cheaper one. But the solid woods seem to be where it's at for me. But I just, you know, bring those two different types of percussion, the kit and conga and djembe, and add, you know, bring them into this. It's just like a meld of those, you know. My style comes through still. You know I'm rock and roll. This little band right here, it really struck a note with me, so I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
you're not nearly as busy on a cajon as you would be on a kit, but yet you get to kind of pull all of these different things. So does that help with, you know, making music from the heart?
We've talked about that many times. I don't think we play the same show ever. You know, it's always a little bit different how we're feeling that day. Once we get going, that outline of the songs is there. And so we just add our little different nuances here and there to what we do. And I think I've always been that way. And I believe we have a brotherhood here because they've told me the same thing, you know. I don't like being constrained to having to play the same exact thing every time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Fred Keams and Nijoni Sky after this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Fred Keams and Nijoni Sky. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit of how you all fit in with, you know, the ethereal sounds, bringing in some of the more modern instruments.
Well, I think it's like Craig said, it's kind of, we just kind of all play from the heart and just kind of feel what each other's playing, and it kind of evokes some kind of feeling in each of us, and we just play from that moment.
Greg Rodas.
Like you say, we really kind of almost make a concentrated effort not to do it the same way every time. So it's just kind of in the moment. So kind of John and I have a basic outline of the song of what, as far as chord changes, if you watch, we kind of watch each other because we kind of communicate as we're playing to change it up just on the moment, just how the crowd's feeling, how we're feeling, just feel the music and let it flow.
I like to take the acoustic guitar and try to, in a funny sort of way, to play it like an electric guitar to really just give it some punch.
John Forkey.
We've talked about our roots here, so it's a difficult balance. We're playing something that is kind of contemporary, that is rooted in a sort of rock or acoustic rock music, but on the other hand, all the instruments are wooden, and so there's a balance there of trying to meld it with the Native American flute and the cajon, and it's an interesting combination. We don't want to overwhelm the flute, but then I think Fred has always kind of wanted to do something different with the flute than play perhaps the traditional kinds of music that probably he grew up listening to. So it's a collision, you know, a carefully controlled collision.
Just joined us? This is the music of Fred Keams and Nijoni Scott on Red Barn Radio.
Fred, so you are a 100% Navajo out of Arizona. Tell me a little bit about the Navajo and their musical interests. Like, how is that kind of like upbringing coming full circle now?
Well, actually, the flute was not really into the Navajo culture. It's mostly ceremonials that we do. more of the drum and singing, more of the chanting. My background is Native American church. I grew up with a medicine man and a hand trembler. My grandparents are holy people. My father was a roadman, which is part of the Native American church. And every Saturday, there would be a meeting out there. And when others get sick, we all go into ceremonies. And as far as the flute is more of a Lakota, Sioux, and that's where it originates from. But I grew up in a boarding school, and it was very hard, and everything was taken from me. And all we had was three pairs of clothes, and we didn't have anything else. So even our language and our traditional songs, we couldn't say it, our Navajo words, we couldn't say our language. So, but I went back and I learned all of that. I barely growing my hair. They cut my hair once a week, and it was pretty rough. So
even though it's not coming straight from Navajo, it's a way to kind of tie back into your culture and get back into the kind of the spiritual realm of things.
Yes, the Native flute is very spiritual. It helps a lot of people. When my mentor taught me over the phone, and I got to meet him a couple years ago, and he told me that the flute that you're going to be playing is going to speak to many people and be ready to answer questions, and it's going to take you, there's going to be a lot of doors that's going to open up for you. And I said, okay, you know, I just kept it positive, and sure enough, we're here at the Radio Red Barn, and I never thought I would be a performer, and I just never thought about it. To come together with these guys, you know, that's what makes the whole thing come up really good.
These age-old blues keep blowing by. These dreaming years keep going by. Took a train on the Southern Line, along the river through the Southern Pine. There was brown water across a yellow plain, and a deeper green and sugar cane, yeah. Turning wheels keep moving on. These burning wheels keep burning on. Blue storm in the summer sky, thunder rolling and I don't know why. Southern water and southern rain, they're beating on my rolling on. These killing blues keep killing on. Found her down in New Orleans, maddest thing I ever seen. There were wildflowers in a fevered brain, and a tear flowing in the pouring rain. She said, this ain't no random chance, doing this devil's dance. Summer rain, I've searched for you, but you're lost now in deepest blue, yeah. time at noon. This sun was sultry afternoon. One thing will never change: brown water on the Delta plain, and the wildflowers in a fevered brain, and the tears flowing in a pouring rain, yeah. These endless blues keep going by. These endless blues will never die.
Now, most of your music is instrumental, so the flute is basically the voice of the group.
We have our original songs, but and then a lot of the other flute players that play, they get stuck into the traditional sound of it. But for me, I don't look at it like that. I try to get further with the music, so that's where I kind of incorporate with the cover song, because that's what makes me different than others, I guess.
I think that was greatly epitomized in the Navajo funk for those who have been listening. I said at the very beginning of the show, that was the song I was just obviously off the set list. It, you know, I've not been able to be blessed with your music, but just that was a standout. And it was one of those things where you take this traditional sound and a very modern tone. You know, you ask Bootsy Collins, he'll probably say funk was made out of nothing in about the 60s. So it's relatively new compared to the flute, but yet you meld them very, very well together. So it's a good balance as far as, you know, taking traditional and melding it with the modern. John, you tell me a little bit about your background with the guitar and kind of bringing in some of the Led Zeppelin-ish style mm-hmm. into such a traditional tone.
Well, I started playing the guitar when I was 19, which is quite a long time ago. And I'm 48 now, so I've been playing on and off for like 30 years, and of course met Fred a couple of years ago. But I really was struck by that, and it, of course the Zeppelin has the image of a hard rock band, but there's an acoustic side to it, a rhythmic side that I think is quite distinctive, and that it really struck me as a young person. And Pink Floyd has this, especially in their mid-career, a really driving, kind of mesmerizing beat. Mesmerizing guitar parts and that absorb you, and I think I really have developed that style, and especially on the acoustic more than the electric over the years, and developed a number of guitar pieces that I really liked in that vein, especially in the last few years, and then found that with allying it with the flute, which is sort of becomes the voice of the band, just as you say, the lead instrument in a sense. It just gives it a power and a variation that's very distinctive. So I'm really glad that I found Fred and that all of this came together. And then their rhythm section here knows exactly how to give it that punch underneath that really puts it over the top when we want to.
And you started on mainly electric, or have you kind of been kind of both with
electric?
I
played both kinds of guitars, but I play the acoustic a lot more than I play the electric, really. I just like to kind of take some of the licks and inflections that you would normally find on an electric guitar and try to use light strings and push the strings around on an acoustic guitar to give it that feel. And use some light effects on the amplifier as well. Thank you.
came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road. Asked him, said, where are you going? And this he told me. Going down to Yaska's farm. Gonna join a rock roll band and get myself free.
I'd like to thank our guests, Fred, Craig, Greg, and John from Nozomi Sky for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank you all listening on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We'd like to thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, the host of Red Barn Radio, and until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thank you all, everybody. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Fred, Greg, John, and Craig, Nijoni Sky, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.